psychology archetypes with astrology. Case study, Sasha. Ascendant Gemini Ardha Nakshatra. Sasha's ascendant is in Gemini, ruled by Mercury, placing her firmly within the domain of communication, mental agility, and intellectual adaptability. Gemini is a dual air sign, symbolizing curiosity, information exchange, and fluid identity. Sasha's natural presence may appear light, clever, or even unpredictable, but beneath this verbal dexterity lies something far more potent. Ardha Nakshatra. Ardha, ruled by Rahu, is not the playful Gemini we usually imagine. It is intense, stormy, and transformative, symbolized by a teardrop and connected to emotional catharsis and radical mental shifts. Ardha adds emotional gravity to Sasha's airy ascendant. She doesn't merely talk, she questions. She doesn't just learn, she unlearns. Sasha's personality is defined by an insatiable desire to understand the hidden mechanics of life, especially when chaos disrupts order. This combination activates the Maverick archetype in its clearest form. Sasha is not here to conform. She is here to challenge assumptions, explore contradictions, and find freedom in truth. Her life is a series of mental revolutions. She learns through shock, evolves through intensity, and uses her mind like a scalpel to cut through illusions and uncover what's real. Ardha is not afraid to shake the foundations, and neither is she. Psychologically, this ascendant often suggests early exposure to emotional intensity or existential questioning. Sasha may have developed her mental strength not through ease, but through necessity. This can lead to brilliance in analysis and a dark, dry wit, but also periods of emotional detachment or mental overwhelm if she hasn't learned how to ground herself emotionally. There's a natural fascination with all things complex, taboo, or hidden, from human psychology to science fiction, from spiritual breakdowns to technological rebirths. Sasha may seem aloof or skeptical at first, but in truth, she is deeply sensitive. She just channels it through logic and insight rather than sentimentality. The challenge for this ascendant lies in integration. Ardha's storm can be disorienting. Sasha may oscillate between hyper-intellectualism and emotional numbness, or between verbal fluency and internal emotional silence. The goal is not to suppress these extremes, but to allow them to coexist, to feel deeply and still speak clearly. When balanced, Sasha becomes a mental alchemist. Through the Maverick archetype, she catalyzes change not through rebellion alone, but through insight. Her mind becomes a sanctuary of truth, even if it unnerves others. And her identity, forged in storms, becomes a compass not just for herself, but for anyone brave enough to walk with her. In second house, speech, values, and the emotional structure of self-worth. Mars in Pushya Nakshatra, Cancer. In Sasha's chart, the second house, which governs voice, values, personal wealth, and the emotional imprint of early family life, hosts Mars, placed in Pushya Nakshatra, within Cancer. This is a powerful, emotionally intricate, and protective placement. The second house reflects not just what we say, but how we speak, what we preserve, and where we root our sense of self-worth. And with Mars here, in its sign of debilitation, yet in a nourishing nakshatra, Sasha's value system is fiercely guarded, shaped through early emotional contrast and fueled by inner emotional resilience. Pushya, ruled by Saturn, is one of the most revered nakshatras, symbolizing nourishment, guidance, and caretaking. It brings discipline, maturity, and a natural impulse to protect. Yet with Mars, the planet of action, assertion, and aggression, placed here in watery Cancer, there's a dynamic tension. Sasha doesn't speak loudly, but when she does, her words carry intent, defense, and sometimes emotional charge. Her voice is rarely wasted. It may be sharp, emotionally loaded, or quietly forceful, especially when tied to her values or protection of those she loves. This placement activates the guardian archetype in a deeply personal and emotionally sensitive form. Sasha's relationship with speech and material self-worth is complex. She may speak in clipped, guarded tones when threatened, or alternatively, soften her expression to keep peace. But beneath either approach lies someone who feels deeply responsible for maintaining the emotional safety of herself and those in her inner circle. She protects through precision, and she preserves what she values with fierce loyalty. Psychologically, Mars in Cancer here can reflect early life dynamics around survival, emotional assertion, or the unspoken pressure to be strong for others. Sasha may have learned to express anger or needs carefully, often converting them into quiet actions rather than direct confrontations. This may lead to emotional bottling, especially when her self-worth is challenged or when her boundaries are tested. There's also a karmic imprint around earning value emotionally. Sasha may tie her sense of worth to how much she can support, nurture, or protect others, rather than allowing herself to receive. In speech, this could show up as holding back until she's fully sure of her position, or releasing emotions in sudden pointed bursts after long suppression. The challenge here is to allow assertiveness to coexist with compassion. Mars in Cancer often fears its own emotional intensity, especially in the second house where expression is so personal. But Pushya offers the solution, structure with softness. Sasha's speech and values evolve when she allows herself to express without defensiveness, to protect without controlling, and to assert without apology. When integrated, this placement becomes a voice of quiet strength. Through the Guardian, Sasha becomes someone whose words land, not because they are loud, but because they are anchored. Her values are lived, her boundaries are sacred, and her emotional intelligence is a resource she can trust. In a world of noise, her voice becomes a source of nourishment, firm, wise, and unmistakably real. Fourth house, emotional grounding, inner security, and sacred withdrawal. Moon and Ketu in Hasta and Uttara Falguni Nakshatras, Virgo Sasha's fourth house, which governs home, emotional safety, inner roots, and the subconscious seat of comfort, is occupied by both the Moon and Ketu, placed in Hasta and Uttara Falguni Nakshatras within Virgo. This is a deeply karmic and introspective placement. The fourth house is where we return when the world becomes too loud. And with the Moon, the emotional core, and Ketu, the energy of detachment and soul residue here, Sasha's inner world is both sensitive and sacredly removed. The Moon in Hasta, a moon-ruled nakshatra, gives a highly perceptive and skillful emotional nature. Hasta is the artisan's hand. It's detailed, rhythmic, and attuned to creating order from emotional complexity. Sasha likely feels most secure when her environment is clean, intentional, and within her control. She may emotionally tidy up the lives of others too, offering practical help or insightful advice when chaos hits. Her nurturing doesn't come through dramatic gestures, but through precision, effort, and quiet presence. But Ketu, also in the fourth house, placed in Uttara Falguni, a sun-ruled nakshatra tied to commitment, maturity, and dharmic responsibility, complicates the landscape. Ketu dissolves. It spiritualizes. It remembers. In the fourth house, it often indicates that the soul has already been here emotionally, and is now learning to detach from the old karmic narratives of family, duty, and dependency. For Sasha, this can manifest as a subtle inner loneliness or emotional disconnection that she may not fully understand. She is capable of love and nurturing, but she may feel internally distanced from the very warmth she offers others. Together, this pairing awakens the mystic healer archetype. Sasha is someone who likely carries emotional wisdom well beyond her years. Her home, her silence, her routines, they're all spiritual sanctuaries. She may feel called to healing, therapy, service, or behind-the-scenes caretaking. Others may come to her for comfort without realizing how much solitude she needs to recharge from being a source of stability for others. Psychologically, this combination suggests a private emotional world that is rich but often guarded. Sasha may have experienced early life patterns that required her to be self-contained, perhaps emotionally restrained or overly responsible. She may not easily lean on others, preferring to create emotional safety through order and independence. The challenge? Over-detachment. The Moon longs to connect while Ketu detaches. Sasha may struggle to stay emotionally present, especially when feelings become overwhelming or when she fears engulfment. She may intellectualize her emotions, rationalizing rather than feeling. And while she might be seen as composed on the outside, she may yearn, quietly, for emotional surrender she rarely allows herself to have. But when integrated, this house becomes her inner sanctuary. Through the mystic healer archetype, Sasha learns to trust stillness, to find connection in simplicity, and to root herself not in others' approval, but in her own emotional clarity. Her strength lies not in resistance, but in acceptance. And her presence offers others the same quiet permission to feel, to let go, and to come home to themselves. 10th house, public identity, purpose, and strategic expression. Sun, Mercury, Rahu, Saturn, and Venus in Ravati, Uttara Bhadrapada, and Purva Bhadrapada nakshatras, Pisces Sasha's 10th house, the house of career, reputation, and outward contribution, is an extraordinary cluster of energy. Hosting five planets, Sun, Mercury, Rahu, Saturn, and Venus, all within Pisces, spanning Ravati, Uttara Bhadrapada, and Purva Bhadrapada nakshatras, this house becomes the epicenter of her karmic unfolding. The 10th house governs how the world sees us, and for Sasha, her presence in public life is destined to carry weight, not through performance, but through depth, complexity, and quiet transformation. Let's begin with the Sun in Ravati, the final nakshatra of the zodiac ruled by Mercury. This makes Sasha's public identity luminous, reflective, and spiritual. Ravati represents dissolution, completion, and subtle radiance. Her leadership isn't assertive, it's healing. She's likely drawn to roles where empathy, emotional intelligence, and moral vision matter more than rank or title. She might be seen as someone who leads with gentleness, yet remains deeply anchored in purpose. Mercury, also in Uttara Bhadrapada, suggests that Sasha's voice and thinking style are marked by depth and introspection. This nakshatra is ruled by Saturn and carries the energy of inner stillness and compassionate wisdom. Mercury here points to a gifted communicator, one who may write, speak, or guide in ways that feel calm, wise, and emotionally resonant. Her words aren't loud, but they land, especially in spaces that require trust and nuance. Rahu in Purva Bhadrapada charges the entire configuration with ambition and karmic urgency. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, is intense, transformative, and deeply philosophical. With Rahu here, Sasha is unconsciously pulled toward careers that demand emotional risk, truth-telling, or even systemic disruption. She may not just work a job, she may feel destined to change something in the very fabric of how that work is done. Yet Rahu also brings obsession and restlessness. She may feel torn between wanting recognition and fearing visibility. Saturn, also in Purva Bhadrapada, stabilizes Rahu's wild ambition but makes the journey slow, disciplined, and humbling. Saturn here grants eventual mastery, but not without emotional shedding. Sasha may carry heavy karmic responsibility in her professional life, expected to be a silent anchor in times of instability. She builds slowly, often behind the scenes, but with unwavering resilience. Venus, again in Purva Bhadrapada, brings artistry, grace, and relational power into her career. It suggests that Sasha is drawn to beauty, refinement, or soulful connection, even in professional settings. She may be involved in the arts, healing, counseling, education, or any field that weaves emotion with structure. Venus also gives her the capacity to turn suffering into meaning, especially when connected to collective service. Together, this massive planetary alignment activates a powerful fusion of the mystic strategist archetype. Sasha isn't just here to work, she's here to channel. Her presence in her field is meant to carry wisdom, not just results. She has the potential to lead quietly but irrevocably, shaping culture, holding space, dissolving toxic systems, or guiding others through subtle reform. Psychologically, this house suggests complexity around identity. With so many planetary voices in one house and sign, Sasha may struggle to define herself publicly. She might feel invisible or overly exposed, fragmented, or misunderstood. Rahu pushes, Saturn restricts, the Sun shines, Mercury reflects, Venus softens. All of them want something different from how she shows up. There may be burnout from trying to hold it all, but when integrated, this 10th house becomes sacred architecture. Through the mystic strategist lens, Sasha learns to harmonize her many inner roles into a unified, purposeful outer life. She doesn't lead loudly, but she leads lastingly. She doesn't force change, but change happens around her. And her career isn't just a profession, it's a vocation, where she quietly weaves vision, compassion, and transformation into every system she touches. 12th house, spiritual insight, solitude, and hidden power. Jupiter in Meghashira Nakshatra, Taurus. In Sasha's chart, the 12th, the domain of isolation, subconscious memory, soul longings, and spiritual transcendence, is occupied by Jupiter, placed in Meghashira Nakshatra within Taurus. This is a graceful, sensitive, and contemplative placement. The 12th house often reflects what we carry in silence, the parts of ourselves we do not fully reveal, yet which shape our spiritual growth. And with Jupiter here, Sasha's inner world becomes a sanctuary of truth-seeking, emotional subtlety, and quiet expansion. Jupiter in the 12th indicates a natural spiritual inclination. It's not necessarily religious in a dogmatic sense, but deeply philosophical and inner-oriented. Sasha may be drawn to meditation, contemplation, or soul study, often needing solitude not just to rest, but to return to herself. Her inner compass is guided by intuition, compassion, and a desire to understand the unseen. She may learn best in silence, integrating wisdom not just through books or teachers, but through dreams, synchronicities, and solitary reflection. Mrgashira, ruled by Mars, is a nakshatra of gentle seeking. Symbolized by the deer's head, it reflects curiosity, sensuality, and emotional sensitivity. In Taurus, it adds grace and stability to the natural restlessness of Jupiter. Sasha's spiritual growth may be anchored in beauty, nature, or emotionally enriching rituals. She may find her peace not in ascetic withdrawal, but in soft, rhythmic practices, journaling, gardening, breathwork, or spiritual travel. Hers is not the path of intense renunciation. It is the path of soulful refinement. This placement activates the mystic seeker archetype. Sasha's spiritual intelligence runs deep, yet she may not always speak of it openly. Others may sense calm, wisdom, or a grounded grace in her presence without knowing where it comes from. She may be the type who just knows, holding intuitive insights about people or situations that aren't easily explained. Her gift is to embody spiritual wisdom, not just theorize it. Psychologically, this 12th house Jupiter can bring both serenity and occasional sorrow. Sasha may feel like she's always carrying something larger than herself, an unnamed longing or soft grief that can't quite be traced. There may be themes of spiritual isolation, karmic exhaustion, or feeling like she belongs more to elsewhere than to this world. At times, she may withdraw too deeply, disappearing into books, dreams, or internal landscapes when life becomes too noisy. The challenge here is to stay connected while still honoring her need for solitude. Jupiter in Taurus may fear loss of comfort or emotional stability, so Sasha might unconsciously retreat when relationships, careers, or external life demand too much change. But her strength lies in learning that stillness isn't escape. It's her sacred tool for regeneration. When integrated, this 12th house becomes a wellspring of healing. Through the Mystic Seeker, Sasha becomes a channel, not just for knowledge, but for soul presence. Her solitude becomes fertile ground for creative insight, her silence becomes transmission, and her intuitive knowing becomes a lighthouse for others lost in their own noise. She doesn't need to speak loudly. Her stillness speaks volumes.